This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to bring strength in the cattle markets?
Well, I think there's no doubt today we saw follow-through buying, Leslie, after those triple-digit gains and closes we saw yesterday in the marketplace. As far as fresh fundamentals, we are still lacking that. We did see at mid-morning the choice box beef, 4 cents higher, selects up 81 cents, had a movement of 99 loads, all this made cattle kill of 103,000 head. We've yet to trade cattle in the feed yards. We have a cattle on feed report coming out Friday afternoon, but this market's got a good technical move to the upside as we have made new highs for the week and new highs for the current move. April live cattle closed $1.42 higher. June cattle up $1.75. April feeders $1.72 higher. May feeders up $2.25. April lean hogs made another new contract low and closed down $2.57.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
When farmers have a problem, they fix it. Simple as that. That's why so many farmers are using Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It contains a special additive that takes care of internal diesel injector deposits, or IDID. So it helps prevent injector failure, clogged filters, and power loss. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. Switch to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. It's the perfect fix for today's high-tech engines.
See your Cenex dealer or visit Cenex.com to locate a dealer. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets right now?
Well, and that's a tough question also, Leslie, as we have a real lack of fresh market-moving news out there. Even today's export sales did not have any influence on the market. We saw good closes yesterday, 10 cents higher in wheat and soybeans, 4 cents higher in the corn. We saw great follow-through buying last night. Then we saw it just slip away as the day went along. The only good news is we did bounce off the lows of the session today when this market really needed to find some strength to it, but there was no other fresh news. May KC wheat and July KC both down 2 3/4. May Chicago wheat closed 1¼ higher. May and July corn closed down 1¼. May soybeans were down 3¼, with July beans down 3 cents, and May cotton 47 points higher.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.